Jacka News, you need to know now.
Emalahleni, up to 27 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg and Pretoria, 28. The DA says the hate speech ruling against EFF leader Julius Malema is a victory for the rule of law and the constitution. The Equality Court in Cape Town found Malema guilty over his killing remarks from a 2022 rally in the Western Cape, and it followed clashes between the EFF and Brackenfell residents. A member of the public filed a complaint with the South African Human Rights Commission, saying he was threatened by Malema's statement. Here's DA leader John Steenhuisen.
The type of divisive language used by Mr. Malema is not just damaging on a local level. It has international repercussions as well. South Africa's reputation on the global stage is at risk when such hatred is condoned or simply ignored. And it's for this reason that the DA welcomes today's ruling as a victory against Malema's campaign to incite racial division and hatred in our society.
The EFF responded by calling this ruling deeply flawed. The story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news for more information on that. National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola, meanwhile, says the Interpol African Regional Conference is more than a platform to discuss challenges. He spoke at the first day of the event in Cape Town, underscoring the importance of peace on the continent.
These very strengths are targeted by those who profit from instability and exploitation. The only way to protect this promise is to build strong institutions, share intelligence, harmonize our legal frameworks, and strengthen trust amongst our nation.
And after the DA in Gauteng's pickets against crime in the province earlier today, the office of Premier Panyaza Lesufi criticized the move. According to the DA, Lesufi is not acting on repeated statements that crime is a priority for his administration. Here's Lesufi's spokesperson, Sizwe Pamla.
The Premier reminded the DA that policing is a national function, and that as part of the Government of National Unity, they should be raising the issue of resourcing SAPS there. He also highlighted that Gauteng has seen a 7.9% decrease in crime in the first quarter of this year. He also listed several provincial safety initiatives, including the arrest of over 1,000 of the province's most wanted criminals.
Moving abroad, a master artwork from the 17th century that was allegedly stolen by the Nazis from a Dutch Jewish art collector re-emerged this week in an unexpected turn of events. It was seen in pictures of a house that was for sale in Argentina. The artwork, called The Portrait of a Lady by Giuseppe Ghislandi, was identified by the Dutch newspaper AD, but has since disappeared from the photos. And finally, tributes are pouring in after the death of well-known South African journalist Tsidi Madia. She's passed away at the age of 42, and her family confirmed the news in a short statement, as Selaki Ledwaba reports.
Madia's family shared the news in a statement, saying she loved South Africa and telling the country's stories. She was an Eyewitness News associate political editor and caused a big online stir after she stood up to an American journalist on the spread of fake news about alleged genocide against white Afrikaans farmers. In a tribute from Eyewitness News, her colleagues described her as a powerhouse. Selaki Ledwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
Since the news broke, news tributes have been pouring in, not only from colleagues in the media, but also from political parties like Action SA, BOSA and the EFF. They're also joined by the Premier of Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi, and the Chairperson of Parliament's Communications Committee, to name a few. I'm Marlene Frischier. For myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
Like, do you love me?